Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Monday, April 17th, 2023. 42 degrees, which is halfway between 5 and 6 degrees Celsius. There, I avoided the decimal point altogether. 83% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street. Oh, no big hair dude today on the train. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Ugh. I have been ill. I have been afflicted. No COVID, but just ick. Just serious ick. And that's fine. I get maybe one a year. Maybe. So, I gotta tell you, it was kind of nice sleeping in, knowing that I was just taking some time, letting my body heal, getting a good night's sleep. And I slept in. I would sleep in until, oh my God, 7 o'clock in the morning. Felt decadent. But, yeah, so these things happen. It's weird. If, you know, it's only been, you know, a few days since I did a walk, but everything feels different. The light, it's so much brighter. I actually saw the street lamps go out. They shut off. I don't think they're on a timer. I think they're on a light sensor. I think. I don't know. But I've never seen the street lamps go out. And it feels like it's somebody threw a switch, not on the street lamps, but on the light of the day. And I always feel like this. It's like, you know, we go past, what is it? I guess it's the, God, allegedly, since December, it's been getting lighter sooner, but it feels like, it's always like there's a week where suddenly the light dramatically shifts and the sun moves very, very quickly into this more spring-like vibe, and it feels weird. Not just the abrupt shift, but after doing these walks in the dark for so long, doing it in the light feels wrong. It feels, wait, I can see things, and because of that, I feel like I'm more into the day. I feel like I'm late. But I also can see more, and it feels like there are more people awake, which is not true. Nothing has changed other than the light. But I guess just the fact that I can see everything now and nothing's cast in shadow, that I feel like, I don't know, like I'm late. And I was thinking about that as I was sitting there. And I remember the feeling of being in that early light and still feeling like it was morning. And it's like there's this different, I don't know, this different perspective, this different attitude of being in the world when you don't start the day in the dark. Like there's a more dramatic transition. I don't know. But there's a definite different mindset in spring and summer than there is in fall and winter. And that has everything to do with where the sun is and how early it comes up and how bright it is when you're out and about or doing things. And it's God, I'm eating dinner while the sun is still up. What? That's crazy pants. No, that's just spring and summer. But it does change, I guess, not having direct experience with that shift of Burnside's happened this morning, but not living through those transitional times of sunrise and sunset. Powell's changes how you feel about the day. Like, maybe if you experience those things and you're seeing them and, you know, it's dark when you eat dinner or whatever, that there's a sense of time passing. Whereas if you're up in the light and, you know, for the most part, spend most of your day in the light, it's like less time has passed because you're not seeing those tangible demarcations of time. I don't know. I may be blathering. I may still be suffering under the effects of plague. Not plague, just illness. But, so some interesting developments, medically speaking, for me. I had my my heel. Got my heel x-rayed because I was having some pain, that persistent pain in my right heel. And it turns out it's a tendon thing. There's a proper name for it. My dad even knew what it was. I was telling him about it yesterday. He said, oh yeah, it's this thing. It's like, yeah, that thing. Some big Latin combination of words that talks about an inflamed tendon, which I guess is consistent. I mean, if it was bone spurs, it would hurt all the darn time. And in this case, it doesn't all the darn time. So there's a list of therapies and things to do. Not going to require surgery, hopefully. But I'll try and get that under control. So that was a thing. And then, yeah. So saw the doctor a couple weeks ago and got back the test results. And Doc sends me an email saying, hey, you have diabetes. It's like, what? Like, yeah, your triglycerides and your A1C levels are elevated. So you have diabetes. It's like, I don't, that's okay. And, you know, a quick swipe past the Google search. Excuse me. Still got that hack and cough. But, and, you know, diet and exercise is one of the primary ways to manage such things. So, I'm, you know, I'm seeing him today and we're going to talk about it and get some more deets. But, it's like, dang. So, some dietary shifts and some exercise shifts. I can definitely do more exercise. I've been slacking as far as that goes. So yeah. Interesting. Oh, well. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it was, you hear about conditions like diabetes, and it's like, wow, that sounds, you know, you have your own preconceptions about what that means. And I honestly don't know. I don't know what, you know, I looked at the symptoms and it's like, I don't have any of these symptoms. So I don't know. I'm sure there's a downside to diabetes, or I will I'm not taking this lightly, but by the same token. Morning.
Morning.
I'm baffled, I guess. I don't know how that happens, but then I guess you never know how these things develop. But it's just okay. So I have diabetes, and it's, you know, diet and exercise. That seems pretty straightforward. This is just an affirmation that yes, you really kind of need to do this, Dave. And Dave's gonna go, okay, yeah, sure, okay, fine, let's do that. So, adjustments abounding. But yesterday I was feeling well enough that I masked up and went and played a board game with Kevin and some friends. Kevin and Steven and Sam. And we played Terraforming Mars. And that's a cool game. I've heard about it forever. And it looks fabulous. And it is. It's a beautiful, beautifully crafted game. It's very pretty. But also the game itself is very cool. Lots of variability and adjustment. And very cool mechanics that all make sense. It's very, basically very simple. Once you understand the basic mechanics of the game. The one downside that I noticed was because of the flexibility, the variability built into these project cards that drive the entire game, it's very hard to develop a long-range strategy. You're going turn by turn, basically, and the cards you have in that turn determine your actions. And you kind of build on what you've done in previous turns, and that, you know, influences your decisions, but you can't plan, you know, three moves out. You know, in three moves I'll do this. So that was, you know, a criticism. It's just a nuance of the game that I noticed. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. We can work with that. But, so that was fun. And getting out and about was good after several days of not getting out. That was no fun at all. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. But, yeah. Anyway, so I'm back in Jameson Square. I'm gonna wrap this up for a Monday. Monday, the beginning of a week. New cycles, new beginnings.
But
I don't have one, man, I'm sorry. Dude's been there for days. Monday, Jesus. New beginnings. New beginning of a week. Unsick, that's good. I hope you have a splendid one. I hope you're healthy. And if you are healthy, celebrate that. Just take a moment and look at your body and go, I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. Even if you have whatever afflictions you have, you know, celebrate what you got. And however the day goes, remember Zig. Always remember Brother Zig giving us that wisdom. Despite everything, create health, create new dietary habits, create change, develop, evolve. These are all good mandates, good suggestions. I love fearlessly. Because that really is fuel for the engine, by golly. But I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.